Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf, Ayin, Zayin, 477, as we continue in Parshas Re'eh, the second of three mitzvahs having to do with Shemitas Ksafim. The one we did 2 days ago was the mitzvah of not collecting alone, the Isser De'oraisa, of approaching somebody who you know owes you money, lo yigos, the Isser of lo yigos, Israel ve'es achiv. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah saseh of letting your loans go uncollected, as the language of the Sefer HaChinuch is, la'azov achovos b'shtas ha'shmita. And B'nai Hashem, in a couple of mitzvahs, we'll get to the Isser of not lending money before Shemitah, because I am nervous that I won't be able to get paid back. Again, that will be one of the few, aren't too many of them, Isurei de'oraisa, that one violates by not doing something. B'shei v'altasa. So B'nai Hashem, we'll have to get to that. But again, today's mitzvah is letting it be forgiven, says the Torah. To read it again, Esa Nachriti goes, we're allowed to collect loans from a non-Jew, Vasher Yielacha Esachicha Tashmei Yadecha. But whatever your brother owes to you, Tashmei Yadecha, you shall forgive. You shall forgive. That is the pasuk in the Torah. And we read a number of, bunch of the Sefer HaChinuch last time, two times ago, because it has to do with the Isser, the Los Asi and the Asay, fit together. But let's read this first paragraph again, because we have to make an important ha'ara about today's mitzvah. La'azov achovas b'shas ha'shmita. Again, to forgive loans during the Shemitah year. V'alzeh ne'amar ashir l'cha esachicha tashmei yadecha. V'nech po la'azor azos b'mitzvah. It also says this, v'zed devar shmita shamot. You have to let go of two shmitas. Shmitas karka, shmitas ksafim. Shmitas karka, which we already discussed back in Parsha Mishpatim, and shmitas ksafim. We mentioned a very important machlokas Rishonim last time, but we didn't really speak about the svaras of where they get it from. We mentioned it's everybody against the Yoreim. Meaning, everybody holds, the Rambam and many others hold, that what happens by Shemitas Ksafim? The Torah says that you're not allowed to collect a loan. And therefore, it's automatically uncollectible. If you try to collect it, it's stealing. If you go, it's not going to work. That's what Rov Rishonim say. But the Sefer HaChinuch says otherwise. The Sefer Yoreim, Blazer Mimetz, says otherwise. He says no. He says, and the Minchas HaChinuch noted this in Oz Beis, this issue. And if you look in the footnote there, in Oz Gimel in the footnote, the Ram says, no, the Torah says it is shouldn't be collected, but it does not disappear. If you collected, you violated an Isser, but it doesn't mean that it's not yours. It is yours. And we said that it might be comparable to something like Ribbis. It might be. Rav Asher Weiss compares it, then contrasts it. It might be like Ribbis. I collect Ribbis. I'm not allowed to collect Ribbis. If I collect it, is it mine or is it stealing? It's a good question. I wasn't allowed to take it. I have to give it back. But does that mean it's not mine in the interim? Let's say if I marry a woman in the interim with this money. So am I married, but I still have a chovas hashava? So it might be a similar question. Again, not exactly parallel. Might be a similar question here. The question is, why does the Yoreim say that? Why doesn't he say like Rov Rishonim? Rov Rishonim say, he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He wasn't like living somewhere else where he didn't hear of any of the other Pshatim. Like sometimes you can say the Tosfos Rid was living in Italy. He was away from all other Baalei Tosfos. So if he gives a different shot of the Gemara, okay, you can understand. But here, the Yoreim, he was amongst the Baalei Tosfos. So why would he give a different shot and say, no, it exists unless you do something? So maybe it could be, because if you think about it, what's today's mitzvah? How do I fulfill today's mitzvah? Mitzvahs hashmatas ksafim b'shas hashvias. The mitzvah to be mashmit. Maybe the Yoreim asked himself, if it happens automatically, then what am I doing? What's the mitzvah? It's done. It's finished. I don't have to do anything. Maybe that's what drove the Yoreim to say, it has to be that it exists until you make it not exist. When you actually forgive the loan, that's the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. That is probably why the Yoreim says what he says. The problem, though, now is we generally don't assume like the Yoreim. We assume, like Rov Rishonim, that it's automatic. And the question is, if it's automatic, so then what is it that the mitzvah entails from us? What do we have to do? So if you look in the mitzvah Samelach here, Rabbi Samanti has a couple of suggestions. And quoting other Achronim. First, he quotes, which some of you might be thinking about, and that is, maybe this is similar to a topic that we discussed in the past, based on the din in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we know there's a concept, there's a mitzvah, which we've discussed, that the firstborn of certain kosher animals is a karban, bechor behema tahora, a mitzvah from Parshas Bo. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be makdish that animal. But 1 second, it's kadosh mirechem. I don't have to do anything, and it's already a karban. Says the Gemara, afa pi shekdushasa mirechem, mitzvah lahakdisho. even though you're right, it's automatic, but it's still a mitzvah to add my own element of sanctity. Even though if I scream all day, I don't want to. But still, there's a mitzvah to act and to be makdishit, to add my own kedusha to it. Even though the result is I don't accomplish anything. But the act of hakdasha, even though it's already kadosh, right? That relating to it in a kadosh way, that itself is the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora. We mentioned this is what Rav Soloveitchik also suggested, maybe is the pshat of Kiddush. What's Kiddush? Shabbos is Kviva Kaima. Shabbos is Kadosh. No matter what. I don't want it to be Shabbos. I'm running late. It doesn't matter. It's Shabbos automatically. So what's the point of Kiddush? I am sanctifying the day. No, I'm not sanctifying the day. It's sanctified even without me. The answer is, I add an element. Mitzvah Lakdisho. Even though Shabbos is automatic, so too. So maybe that's the same idea here. This is the first idea that we can suggest. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is, yeah, right. It's automatic. But acting like you don't have a loan and being mashmidit and even saying, not acting, we'll get to that, saying I'm mishamit, mishamit ani, which is the language of the Mishnayos and the Gemara, I forgive. What do you mean? It's automatically forgiven. No, there's still a mitzvah for you to say that. Ava bishalo amar mishamit ani, ela mitzvi derami alei ba'amira, even though it doesn't matter, you don't have to say it, there's a mitzvah samira, dechsiv v'zeh dvar shmita, aval adibur ena ma'akev ha-shmita, even though the dibur is not ma'akev. One idea, to say it, even though it doesn't have an effect. Just like Kiddush, just like Bechor Behema Tahora. What's another pshat? Another pshat is like Meduyik, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, which was trying to figure out what the mitzvah is. What's the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksafim? If it's automatic. So number one, to say it even though it's automatic. Number two, what does the Chinuch say? His language is, La'azov achovos. To act, to not collect. You're right, it's automatic. But the not collecting, they're not trying to collect, even though it's not collectible anyway. That itself is the mitzvah. In behaving as if it doesn't exist, because it really doesn't exist. That's the mitzvah zaseh. Explains the mitzvah sabelach, tzorach lomar bekavanaso, explaining the chinuch, da mitzvah hi linhog, ki ilu ein kan od chov. After gambalavachi, kvar nishmat achov, vahainu shalo yitva enu, ki ilu adain shalo, vahainu lashon laazov, hachovos, b'sheva al taseh. It's a mitzvah zaseh, b'sheva al taseh. Just like we said, there's going to be a mitzvah slow zaseh, b'sheva al, this is a mitzvah by not doing something. That is a second idea. So either to say it, even though you don't really need to act that way, even though you don't need to, and maybe there's a third idea. And he says it's meduyik in the language of the Rambam, that some early achronim point out. Because if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Shmita, in Perek Tes, when he talks about this mitzvah, he says, mitzvah saseh lahash hashmit hamilve b'shvias. It's a mitzvah saseh to forgive the loans during Shmita. And if you look at the next line, Vahatoveya Chov Sha'avra Alav Shvias. If somebody tries to collect a chov that Shvias has already passed over Alosase. So it's a slight change in the Lashon. By the Mitzvah Sase, he says to Mitzvah Yimashmit, Bishvias. And the Isser is after Shvias. What do you mean Mitzvah Yimashmit Bishvias? We said last time that Shvias is Mishametas Lebasof. On Rosh Hashanah, the first moment of Rosh Hashanah in the eighth year. That's when the loan becomes uncollectible. So what does the Rambam mean? It's a mitzvah to say to the Mashmi B'Shvias. Maybe the Rambam is giving us a secret. It's a mitzvah to forgive it right before the Torah says it's automatically forgiven. The Torah is going to say automatically Shvias is Mishmetas L'Basof. It's finished. It's not collectible. But the mitzvah, and if you try to collect it then, you violate an Issur D'Oraisa. But the Chiddush of the Rambam, the hint in the Rambam, he says B'Shvias. 10 minutes before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to say, my loans are not collectible. And then they're still collectible according to the Torah, but you do the chesed and are mochel them, so then that itself is the mitzvah zaseh. So three ideas, possibly what the mitzvah zaseh of Shemitah's ksafim is during this time. Okay, let's continue now some of the other issues that we did not get to last time. Let's turn the page for a minute and go to some of the other halachas. We mentioned Shvias and Mishametas Lebasof, and we mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim about that. Does that mean that you could collect it throughout the Shemitah year, and at the end of the Shemitah year, everything's finished? Or we mentioned the fascinating sheet of the Rush, that according to the Rush, no, you cannot collect, it's, the Chov is already, you can't collect it even before, during Shemitah. If he comes and gives it to you, then you don't have to say, okay, mishamaitani. But already during the Shemitah year, something has an effect. Okay, weiter. V'hamalva al hamashkon, eino mishamait. Next important halacha. If I lend money with a mashkon, with a collateral, I give you 100, and you give me your watch. The halacha is shviyas is not mishametes. Achov keneged amashra. At least if they are equal in value. What's the svar for that? Why? Just because there's a mashkar and it's still a loan. I still lend you money. Why is it? So the way some of the achronim explain it is that how do we view a mashkar? If I lend you money and I take a collateral, what does that mean? I take a collateral. There is the din of Rabbi Yitzchak in Kiddushin on Daf Ches, among other places. It's in Gittin, Psachim, Bamitzia, but Kiddushin Daf Ches. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Balchov Kone Mashkon. A Balchov is Kone, acquires the Mashkon. What does that mean? A Balchov is Kone Mashkon. What, I could use this, I could destroy it? No. Balchov, but what does that mean, Kone Mashkon? So there is a machlokas Rashi Tosfos there in Maseches Kedushin. What level of achrayas does a Baal Chov have? What kind of shomer am I? So Tosfos there quotes Rashi, who says, Chiv Onsin. Chayiv Onsin. The Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Tosfos says, no, Gnev Vavedo, like a shomer Sachar. But Rashi says, Chayiv Onsin. What does that mean? Chiv Onsin always reflects Bailus. Why should I be responsible if a total ones happens, if an earthquake happens? If I own something and it breaks because of an earthquake, obviously I have to bear the brunt of the loss because I'm the owner. That's not because of fault. It's just because of I own it, so I bear the brunt of it. So a shoel is chayiv an onsen, as we know. Why is that? So the simplest interpretation is that a borrower, shoel, owns it, so to speak, lagabe, using it. And therefore, because he owns it, partially, that's why he's chayv and onsin. So that's pashtus what Rashi is saying by a mashkon. Balchov is kona mashkon. Rashi says there's a chi of onsin. He is saying that a balchov owns it in a certain way. And the Rush also writes this, the Rush in Achuva in Simen Klau, Lamed Hay, writes, Aval Mashkon, Afak Abdul Inyan Ones. So he doesn't even go as far as Rashi, but he still says there's a Kenyan. Avak Abdul Inyan Ones lo Kaibershu say, Mihu, Kivan Shehil Vehu Alav, Umasru lo al Milvezu. Since he gave it to the Balchov, to the Malveh, Zahu lo Ma'osav lihiyoshalo. The money that I gave you as a loan is kind of like payment for this Mashkon. And if you never end up paying me back, I get to keep it. Elisha Ome Lechazara. It's like a matana amanas lahachzir. But in the interim, while the person has it, it's owned by that person. And when you pay me back the loan, I'll give you back the item, but I had it in the interim. If we take a strong approach to Balchov Kone Mashkon, maybe that's exactly why a Malva ala Mashkon is not Mashami. Because what's the Isser of Shritas Ksafim? It's that I can't go collect it. But with a mashkon, it's already collected. It's already viewed as collected. In the yeshivish parlance, in the Welt, we say, in the mashkon lichtechov. The mashkon is a physical embodiment of the obligation of the loan. That mashkon is, so I have it. When is a loan mishumat by Shemitah? Where it's not collected at all. But if I have the mashkon, then it is semi-collected, there is shibudim, and therefore, it's not Mishamit. Good. What else can we talk about? Rebbe Elchanan, just finish this out. Rebbe Elchanan has a very interesting lashon of how you view the kinyan of the mashkon. Quoting based on a Rimigash. He says, maybe you own the mashkon's value, but you don't own the mashkon's physical item. You own the value of it. So that's trying to get, have his cake and eat it too. You're trying to own it, but not own it. You own the value in it. I'm just trying to come up with a formulation. Okay, we go weiter. Next paragraph, which will come up, Baruch Hashem, importantly, in a couple of days. V'hamoser shtaros of a bezdin. What if I gave my shtaros for bezdin to collect? Bezdin is allowed to collect money during Shemitah, or even after Shemitah. A person can't collect, but bezdin can. V'amar lahem atem gavu lichov ze ein mashami. That works. Asher yilacha es achicha. But Bezdin, it works. This is why the Minchas Chinuch notes that this is a major machlokes rishonim. Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin. Is that basically what Prizbal does? By Prizbal, we basically give over our rights to Bezdin to collect the loans. Is that all that it is? So the Din Durabanan of Prizbal, which we'll talk about in a couple of days, is parallel to this Din Daraisa of Moser Shtaros of Lebezdin, or are they two different ideas? That's the machlokes rishonim. Minchas Chinuch in Osir Beis talks about that machlokas. But either way, Lamaisa, the din of Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin, if Bezdin collects, that is not a problem. There is no Isser of Bezdin collecting a loan. Weiter, a very important point. Which loans does Shemitah ruin? Not everyone is aware of this. What if I lend somebody money for 20 years? They have to pay me back in 20 years from now. And then Shemitah comes in year 6. So that loan is not collectible? The answer is no, that loan is collectible. What type of loan does Shviyas say is not collectible? Only loans that are payable, that you owe the money today when Shemitah comes. That is the, those are the loans that are knocked out. V'chein me'enyan ha-mitzvah, masha amru, sha'amal ves chaveiro le'eser shonim ein Shviyas meshamtaso. If I lend my friend for 10 years, Shviyas is not meshamed it. It's only d'chiyam rachmana lo yigos b'chov aroy lingos. The iser and the mitzvah is only by a loan that's collectible. V'zelo igiyaz mano lingaso adayin. But if I can't go and collect it legally yet, because it's not payable yet, it's for 20 years, so that is something that I... The Shemitah is not Meshameh. Fascinating question asked by the Minchas Chinuch in Os Ches, and that is, in Dibur Maschil v'Hamal Ves Chaveiro, he says, we know if somebody lends somebody money, stam, without specifying any amount of time, it's automatically 30 days. Right? Many halachas. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, Stam Halvash Shloshim Yom. What happens if Rosh Hashanah comes during those 30 days? So, ask the Menchas Chinuch, well, do we say this is really hardcore, a 30-day loan? If it's hardcore, a 30-day loan, and the 30 days is after the end of Shemitah, then Shemitah is not Meshameh it, because it's a 30-day loan, and it only becomes collectible after that crucial moment at the end of Shemitah. Or do I say no? It's different when it's Stam Milva Shloshim Yom. You end up saying Lamaisa 30 days, but it's not really a 30-day loan. So he's not sure. V'yetzlihu davar chadash, he says. He quotes the Bach, who's Machalik, and he says, I don't think there should be a difference. V'lo reisi chilikzeh, mali koveazman, beferish, o stam halva. I don't understand, what's the difference if I lend somebody for 30 days, or if I just lend somebody, and automatically, halachically it's 30 days. I don't see what the difference could be. But he quotes the Bach. There's a shita out there that says, Stam Havah Shloshim Yom is different than a Beferish Havah for Shloshim Yom. To put it on a list to see if there's any other distinctions between that type, those two types of loans. Next in the Minchas, back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Umasha Amru, next important halacha. Shamasne im chaveiro bechov omanas shalotash mitanu shviyas. What if I lend somebody money and I don't want to lose my money. So I say, I'm lending you money, amanas that Shemitah is not meshamit my loan. The halacha is tough luck. Tough luck, hareze mishame, that's called masna mashakasa batorah. You can't make a tenayah against what it says in the Torah. It's like getting married al manas that I don't have to support you. What do you mean? It's part of the ksuba requirements. You can't make a condition like that. Lefishu kamasna mashakasa batorah. Aval, the only thing that you could say is if you formulate it in a way, you're not a great tzaddik if you do this, but if you don't formulate it in a way that shvias is not going to work, because shvias does work. You don't have control of that. If you formulate it in a way that says, well, Shviyas should be Meshameit, but we are having a private condition agreement amongst us that it won't be, so you're just making a financial agreement between the two of you. Nothing to do with Shemitah. So then it could work. Aval amar lo amanash lo tash bet chov zeh. This chov shouldn't be ruined. V'afilu b'shviyas klomar. Aval b'shadin shviyas tash bet. I know shviyas should be meshameted, but we're having a financial agreement that it should work. Then that works. Again, you're not a great tzaddik if you do that, but that is what is done. Again, maybe that's partially what principle is. But we'll see. But that is that's the chilek. There's a great question that Tosfos asks in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav in general. What's the halacha if somebody lends, in this case, if somebody lends money, al menas that shviyas doesn't work. I lend you $20,000. Al menas that shviyas doesn't get rid of the loan. So what's the halacha? In all the cases of Masla Mashakas Batorah, we say the tznai is batel and the mice is kayim. So what happened? I lent you the money, $20,000, and you're not going to have to pay me back. Ask Tosfos. Why does that work? We should say, okay, you're right, you can't go against what it says in the Torah. So we should say the whole thing doesn't work. What, you're forced? Let's say I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna ask, I don't have this conjugal obligation. So what's the halacha? I'm married and I have the conjugal obligation. Ask Tosfos, Iksubis, Afnun Vav. Why does that work? We should say whenever you have a tznai that doesn't work, we should say the whole maisa is batel, not maisa kayim v'tznai batel. Simple question. Says Tosfos, a big chiddush. Tosfos says no. Really, the whole concept of making conditions on actions, making a tnai, that whole thing is a chiddush. I'm getting married now. Al menas that it rains tomorrow, why should that condition work? If I'm doing the act of a mitzvah, if I'm doing the act of anything, then the action should work. A maisa is much stronger than words, so the maisa should work automatically. The Torah is machadesh by Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Oh, you can make a condition. But lu yitzuya, let's say there's a problem with a condition, then the condition falls aside. Because all tnayim are chidushim. It's a chidush that you can make a tnay. So once you knock out the tnay, so the tnay falls away. But the maisa does not fall away. That is the chidush tosfos. Nun vav amnal of mesechas ksubis. The same thing would apply in this case as well. Finally, finishing up, v'noheges mitzvah zu, as we said last time, mida oraisa be'eretz Yisrael b'chol makom b'zman shal yovel noheg. This mitzvah applies in Eretz Yisrael b'chol makom, anywhere b'zman shal yovel noheg. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and anywhere. Whenever yovel is noheg in Eretz Yisrael, then the mitzvah shvitas k'safim applies all over the world. B'zachar and akevis, men and women, whoever lends out money has this mitzvah. But when there's no yovel, there is no shvitas karka or shvitas k'safim mita oraisa. Aval midivrei sofrim midirabanan. We do shvitas k'safim even b'zman hazeh v'afilu b'chol makom. So we're not mishtakech torah shvitas k'safim b'Yisrael. That's why at the end of next year, by the Shem, the end of Tavshin Ayin Hey, that's when the Prusbolim, that's where the vinegar is to write a Prusbol, and you fill it out right on Erev Rosh Hashanah on the year at the end of Shemitah. Good, just want to end with one final point, and that is, somebody once came to Rav Asher Weiss and asked, it was about Tshuva, Shlo Hikvi Klal Be'Avar Al Shemitah's Ksafim. He was never mocked about things. Then he finds out all about this halacha. He's like, Oyvei, what am I supposed to do? I collected all these loans from all these different people. Is it possible to remember for 30 years? I can't pay them back? So what am I supposed to do? So Rav Asher Weiss says, for various reasons, there's going to be a kula here. I mean, there's nothing to do. So first he quotes the Tshuvas HaRash. L'lamit z'chus la'am sh'lok pidu klal lech lichto prizbol. The Rush writes in the Tshuva to be melitz yosher on those who don't write prizbols. The Rush says, it's as if it must be that their umdina is, it's as if they made that financial condition that we say works. It's as if we ke'ilu they said that, because that's how they act. So maybe that applies here. L'chora, says Rav Asher Weiss, gamkein v'anashim chiloniim sh'lo no'agim klal la'hashmit. One. But then he says maybe it's hard to put a ke'ilu, umdina, halachik das, into somebody who doesn't believe in halacha. So it's hard to say that. See, he said he heard it in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, tekivan te'ilu hayamalva yodea, sha'alav lahashmit. If the malveh would know this halacha, he wouldn't have lent in the first place. It's like a mekach tos. So the whole thing wouldn't get off the ground. That's why you're allowed to get your money back. So he says that's a little difficult also, because it's not a mekach tos. Not a mekach tos, really. So at the end, he says what he thinks is that the Rov Rishonim most hold that de'ena shvias mafkatet etzem achovel kol dino ala gavra bilvad. Most Rishonim hold that it's automatic, but it's automatic on the person, that it is uncollectible. He says, actually, he says, because it's a machlokes rishonim between Rov Rishonim and the Yireim and the Tosfos Rid and others that we have said, he said the Tosfos Rid also agrees with the Yireim, like we said earlier. He says, maybe because in halacha you could say kimli, you know, I hold like this shita. And if there's an authoritative shita in halacha, maybe he could go like it in certain circumstances. So maybe here too, b'di'evid, he wouldn't have to pay back because l'maisa, it's not stealing. It wasn't stolen, he just didn't fulfill the mitzvah earlier, which there's no way to fix. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, next time, we will pick up with some of the mitzvahs of tzedakah, which are coming up.